Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
Yay.
What was that? What she was supposed to say is, today we're talking about how you prepare for going to school in the fall. And I was going to go, yay.
So let's start this over. Today, I was like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to say something. What am I supposed to say? So today on today's podcast, we are going to be talking about how we prepare for school in our house. I don't know. It seems exciting to me, but I love learning in school and all that crazy stuff. So I'm excited about it. And I know that there are some moms who are like excited and to get their kids back to school. So
get their kids out of the house. That's Mike. Mike will be like, yeah, it's because he's losing two of them this year.
Yeah. Is Malcolm doing full day?
No, it's only half day.
Half day, but still, that's like four still hours half of the day.
You're not wrong. It's still half of the day.
It's like breathing time. Then all he'll have to do is fight with Rayla for 4 hours. So
him and Rayla are gonna lay on the couch and eat snacks and watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. They're gonna be living their best life.
It sounds like my best life. I mean,
all right. But, so, Mama moment.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. So my Mama moment is, it's about John Michael and my smushy, poignant child. So there is, he had this group of friends at the end of last year, that he dubbed them the Papersmiths.
I'm already loving this story.
So the group of Papersmiths, what they would do is, at some point, like either during recess or at home the night before or during class, they would make things out of paper and then they would sell them during recess. First.
I'm loving this all around.
So John, I don't know if John made it up. He implied he made it up, but I mean, you never really know. He implied that he dubbed this group of him and whatever, five other kids, the Papersmiths. So they would all make their own things out of paper. Like one of the girls made like these doggy bookmarks that like were triangles basically. And you would stick them in a book to hold your place or whatever.
Sure.
And they would sell them.
Like old school.
Yeah. And well, I didn't realize it, but apparently he had this like drawing that he was doing to try and almost create a logo for the Papersmiths. Mm-hmm. Like I would call it a logo. He was calling it like, it's our badge. I don't know. I think he called it a badge, but he was like sitting around trying to like brand this Papersmith group that they made up. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, like what is going on? Like, it was so cute. It was super cute. And the thing is it's always because John's so quirky. Mm-hmm. And he's such a unique individual that I love when he finds people that are like just kind of quirky like him. Because,
right.
I mean, there's definitely people out there.
He's found his village.
Exactly. So it was nice just to see that him and this group of Papersmiths just get together and make paper
things. I love like the whole idea, like they're forming their own business and everything. Yeah. Though, and he's designing his logo. I love John. Gonna adopt him one day. So my mama moment of the week is so Melissa's already heard this story. And at first I wasn't going to say it because I have told several people, but I feel like this needs to go on record that of things. So I've told you all before of how my son is developing a teenager perspective on life and how when he has gotten mad at me, he has said, I hope a stink bug stinks on you. Well, we have upped our game on name calling because this week when I told my son no, he said, Mom, and he looked at me and he put his hands on his hips. I think this is what got me. It was like the whole overall look. He put his hands on his hips and he goes, you're a penis. And I'm not going to lie, friends. I did not scold him right away. I laughed out loud. And then...
Michelle!
I think it's because he has been telling us all week that when it's his birthday, he's going to be 16. And like,
And you're like... False.
Right. Exactly. Not you're not going to be 16, but you sure are acting like you're about to be 16. Right. And so it was just, I don't know. I did have the discussion with him because he's also been calling everybody a punk this week. And I'm like, yesterday as we were getting ready to go up to the church, because I was helping a friend up with a project, I'm like, so when you see your friends today, we can't say any of the P words to them. We don't call them a penis. We don't call them a punk. We don't.
And how did he react to that?
Okay, Mom. I mean, like, he sounded disgusted. Like, I was taking all the joys of life away from him. But I was like, dude, we cannot do this. So anyway, that's my 4-year-old going on 16, apparently. My mama moment of the week. I'm not momming it, but we did have a serious conversation of that was not kind to say. And that going forward, mommy would not laugh, but there would be some type of
reprimand,
some type of punishment to go along with that.
That's a hard one because it's like, I for sure think like it's funny, but at the same time, it's like,
right. How many people before me have you said this to? That's my question.
I also just don't want him walking around saying the word penis.
Like, right. Exactly. That's what I'm like, how many people have you said this to? And they're all thinking I'm the worst parent. Well, not I'm the worst parent. Your parents are the worst parents in the world.
Right.
So it's like an instant fear of, how many people just say this to? I need to like write out I'm sorry notes to every one of them.
Or, you know, he does.
Right.
Listen, if you're old enough to call people penises, you're old enough to write apology letters.
Oh, anyway. All right. So on to our
topic of the day.
So we're going to be talking about how we prep for school. So I will go ahead and start. And I will tell you that I am so excited because if Joe were to be going to the public school system, we are choosing to homeschool. And if Joe were going to be in the public school system, he would actually go into 4K this year because of how his birthday lands with our school system. So I'm excited because we've actually done like 4K material over the last year. And so we'll be starting kindergarten.
Ooh.
And like, I am super pumped about this.
For him to start kindergarten?
To just start the whole process. So I have been like researching heavily for the last couple years, like what is the best curriculum to use, like some fun activities to fill the day. Because, you know, you have to get in. Wisconsin actually has very easygoing homeschooling laws. And basically, you have to fulfill so many hours. They don't question the curriculum that you use and everything, which is super nice because it lets you be flexible with your learning. And so I know that with the curriculum that we're going to use, like we can be done in an hour. So we have to fill in some more time. And so I have been prepping like all this stuff. I mean, not like I don't have like a whole house full of activities, but I have like lists of things that we're going to do and follow.
I have lists.
I do have lists. Some of them are written and some of them are on my computer and some are on my phone.
Are they alphabetized with different colors? And
not yet.
A whole coding system.
When I say I'm organizing my system right now, it's that's what we're working on. So I have actually been working on this. I am excited that I don't really have to do the whole buying a bunch of new outfits and everything, because if we want, we get to do school in our pajamas.
Which Michelle's living her best life.
I mean, I don't have to like rush and get dressed to get a kid out the door, so that people aren't like silently shaming me if I roll up in my pajamas and my hair all askew.
See, it's kind of funny because like Mike is very much like he doesn't care. Mike's gonna live Mike's life and do what Mike wants. And I kind of think like in some ways it's been good for me to like have chosen him as my life partner, because he kind of like he just has made it so I don't care as much about those things. Mm-hmm. So like the whole dynamic of like you're a mom and you're dropping your kids off at school and you look like a hot mess and you're embarrassed. Like, I don't even.
You don't have to do it.
Nope. I don't care. Don't care. Because if I came home and I was like, oh, I just looked horrible and everybody else looked nice and like they're just going to think I'm frumpy, and he's going to be like, who cares what they think?
I can totally hear him saying that too. Who cares? And in my head, I'm like, well, I care because I have to do room stuff with them. I have to like do all these other things and coordinate. And he's probably like, no, you don't.
That's literally. But you don't have to do those things.
I would.
We don't have to care what these strangers think about us.
I do. I try not to, but I do. So anyway, I'm super excited. I have actually been working on, I've been doing like of sorting a bin system with the different things that we're going to do starting in September when we start. And then I'm also lightly organizing like things that we'll need for the future use. Maybe we don't have the specific items in the house, but you know, writing more lists.
For, it's all about the lists, man.
By the month. And I do it on a spreadsheet. We just talked about spreadsheets earlier. So I do it on a spreadsheet because it is easier to alphabetize.
It's true.
When you have it.
Or sort by done, or yep. To do conditional formatting.
Yep.
Spreadsheets are life, like for sure. Especially if you know how to use it correctly.
Right.
Because the big thing is like,
yeah, no. So I do love spreadsheets, and I'm like organizing it by month. Like these are the things that I'll need each month. And the reason why I don't buy some of it in advance is because like if we already have it, I don't want to buy like 3,000 pounds of something and then we don't need it. So some of that stuff can be bought as needed. But yeah, it's been fun prepping for me. I know some moms are like, this all sounds terrible.
So you're buying curriculum.
Yes.
Okay. So how are you preparing otherwise for school? Because traditionally preparing for school is like clothes, yeah, but mm-hmm. like school supplies or whatever. So as a homeschooler, how do you distinguish that stuff of like what you need is, or do you just kind of do it more day by day because you don't, I guess, technically have, I mean, if you need something in the middle of the day, I guess you can just go get it.
We can go get it. I struggle to operate that way though. And so that's why it's easier for me if I have the stuff in advance, because my husband's just like, why do you have to have all this stuff in advance? And I'm like,
so I'm prepared for when I need
right.
it.
Right. So we actually had a very long conversation the other day because I was like, I need, you know, the four drawer filing cabinet that we've discussed before. And why is that necessary? So I told him, I said, hey, I need two of those drawers. And he's like, you can't just wait until September when the garden maintenance is down. I'm like, no, because in September I'll be starting school. So I actually went and cleared those two drawers out just so that I can get the things that I need like filed. Like I said, I am a month by month. I'm into October with like not specific planning, but lightly planning what I want to do for like a theme that month. And I do have like a side curriculum that I had bought actually a couple years ago because the person who wrote it, it's like a big picture type curriculum, but it's nature based and it can be used at every age level every year. And so we'll be using that as one of like our side things to do, but getting out and exploring nature and doing some fun things. I mean, I'm all about nature. Joe's a little less about nature, but, and I don't disagree with him. I hate bugs too, but
suck it up, kid.
I mean, if mommy's gonna do it, you're gonna have to do it too.
Listen, I don't like this either. We're gonna not like it together.
We're gonna not like it together, and we're gonna learn, and you're gonna like it. We're all gonna love it. So no, so it's that type of thing for me, because like and we're starting to like establish a routine as well. I don't imagine that we're going to be the homeschool family where we get up in the morning and we both like set off to do our schooling like right away in the morning, because neither Joe or I function in that type of life. We're better in like mid-morning and then like mid-afternoon type thinking stuff. So I'm still trying to establish the routine of, all right, you get up, you have to eat breakfast, and then you can go play. Where before it used to be, and this has been part of our process with, because we did the whole screen time thing, cutting off screen time as well, is so it's been part, that's been part of our process of getting into a routine of, no, you can't just go mindlessly watch TV for 2 hours now. Go play. You have a whole room beside you. Drive me crazy when you watch TV all day. So, but so that's kind of the, I don't know, really a lot of the prep is just for me at this point.
So when you were getting ready for school, when you were younger, what was your favorite part about it?
The new outfits. I'm not going to lie. No, the new outfits and the school supplies. I'm with you, John.
The pens.
So we recorded a podcast that will be coming out. I'm not sure if it's before or after this, but we where they talked about how you take in your school supplies and it becomes like just a whole class thing. And
yeah,
I'm like, I understand the reasoning behind it, but I can just say that even as a kid, I mean, I loved my supplies. They were my supplies.
You're not wrong. I'm like that to this day. Like, don't take my pens.
Yeah, don't take my pens. Joe,
especially if they're good pens. Like, you can have the dentist pens. I don't care.
The ones that stop writing while you're in the middle of a word. Those are terrible pens. But yeah, Joe and I have regular fights because he likes to steal my tape dispenser, my stapler, my pens, my markers, my highlighters. I'm like, dude, mommy has bought all of that stuff for you.
We don't have to share.
I've actually been saying to him the last couple of weeks, these are my toys. You go play with your toys. And he laughs. He'll be like, those are not toys, mommy. I'm like, no, they are. They're my toys.
Welcome to adult life. Our toys are staplers.
And he's all about that life. That kid has so much tape spread around our house right now. And it's a good thing we don't have any babies in our house right now, because they would probably pick up staple clippings all over the house. I mean, just, he shoots staples up randomly. So I don't, that was my favorite part, is just getting the new set of school supplies and then the outfits that my mom bought me, because Joe's a little spoiled. I'm just buy him, when I'm going through a store, I see something cute, I buy it. There's no specific time that he gets new clothes. So, but I remember growing up, that was like one of the times we got new clothes was beginning of the school year. So I was going to say, how about you, Melissa, but why don't we go ahead and take a real quick break and we'll come back and ask Melissa. So we are back. So I talked a little bit about how Joe doesn't have to prep and there will probably be nothing super exciting for him to get. But Melissa, tell me about how you prep or how you help Mike prep.
Yeah. I don't know. So, okay. I guess school supply shopping is a lot different nowadays than it was when I was younger. I feel like when I was younger, and this might be because I went to a private school, I don't know. When I was younger, I feel like there was a lot more, like, I got to buy Lisa Frank folders and I got to buy, like, you know, special pens and whatever. Nowadays, they're very specific
about, you got to have red ones and yellow ones. I've seen those lists.
Like two ballpoint red pens.
Right.
two by 1.5 inch pink erasers. Like the lists are so specific that it's not even necessary. It's not enjoyable to me.
Right.
And I don't know how it would be enjoyable to a little kid to go and look at all the folders and be like, well, you really don't need any of these.
Right. I have thought about that because that's something that I still enjoy. Like when I when I purposely walk through the office supply or the supply area,
yeah.
I'm like, I want the prettiest, the sparkliest.
It's like, we need pens. Let's go get some pens. And then you walk out with 300 pens. When are you going to use 300 pens? I don't know, but listen. I mean,
you know, hey, my husband says, don't you have enough? You have like a whole bin of colored pens. I'm like, you mind your own business. I don't tell you how many tools you can have in your garage.
Right. True. I don't, it's just, it's not, so that's not as exciting to me, but, I think that John is the type of kid who he will still enjoy those things. The other thing is like when we were younger, it's like you had the backpacks that Walmart had.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the backpack choices that you have. Now we don't even go to Walmart for backpacks. We sit on the couch and I look over at John and I go, hey, what kind of backpack you want? He'll be like, I want Captain Underpants. Okay. Google. Captain Underpants backpacks. 4,792 options. Which one do you want? So it kind of, like, I feel like technology has very much almost taken the magic out of school shopping.
Yes.
Because the supply shopping just is not as, it's not as much of an event. Like when I was younger, it was like, I just remember it being like a thing. Like we would go school supply shopping. We would go out to dinner. And like, it was one of those times that like we spent together as a family.
Right.
And, it's just not that anymore.
I wouldn't disagree with that. If I had to compare the two, just because, as I said, that kind of stuff interests me. When you walk into the store, they always have those boxes with all the different schools and their school lists and stuff. So I've always picked them up every year. And like some of them are like 2 or 3 pages long.
Yes.
What are you doing in this class?
Yes, they are.
Holy cow. I kind of want to be in this class just to see where this is going. But I've thought the same thing just when you walk down the aisles, like all the plain.
Yeah. It's like you have like John needs 3 wide ruled notebooks this year. Okay. So I was like, ooh, notebooks. We can get like fun ones. 1 blue, 1 red, 1 yellow.
Can I tell you though, that, cause I went to private school as well, that when it came to, and I did ACE. So if you are familiar with the accelerated Christian education,
that program, is not accelerated.
Old school. I don't know. I think they still have like the color coded system for their elementary math was yellow. English was red.
Yep.
Social studies was green. Science was blue and word building was purple.
Yep.
So I had to have the folders that matched each of those. But I did also have fun ones. But like in my mind, like that was the only way to have folders for each of those subjects. I couldn't have like the pretty psychedelic kitty folder for my English.
I love that the pretty folder is a psychedelic kitty.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean with like all the covers.
Mean, yeah, for sure.
I went to school in the 80s and 90s. So psychedelic was one of those things. But having a fun folder wasn't what you put your schoolwork in. A fun folder was for like all the side stuff that you did. But
all the side hustles you had when you were in second grade. What are you doing with these side folders?
I liked to write. I would write stories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I kept in my fun folders was I should have sold my stories. John's not wrong in
the entrepreneurial spirit.
I mean, I'm like sitting there thinking, I'm like, why did I not do this when I was John's age? I could have been selling stuff. But anyway.
So the school supply shopping is like, meh. I mean, there is going to be a different layer this year because we have to get John's supplies and Malcolm's supplies now. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different. And this is the first year that John really gets to like write his name on his school supplies. He's going to be in second grade because before this, you pretty much wrote your school supplies on nothing.
Right.
Everything is communal and you just kind of suck it up and live with it. Your complaints are not heard. But when it comes to like getting ready for school, I think that the biggest thing that getting ready for school is now is just kind of preparing the kids for the fact that they're not going to be with each other all day. I mean, I don't know if when I was, I don't really remember this happening when I was little, but it's just like getting them ready for, you know, to have to go to sleep at a certain time. You know, we have to start like weeks ahead of time. That's like, mm-hmm. this is your bedtime. Mm-hmm. You need to go to bed. You know, getting their habits of like
the routine
and, yeah. of like getting your clothes laid out the night before or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be interesting this year just because Malcolm's going to school as well. I feel like it's going to add a very interesting dynamic to just getting ready in the morning. Because the thing is I don't know if I've said it before, but Horvaths are inherently, and I say Horvaths like the other, because I married a Horvath, so I'm not like naturally a Horvath, so I'm speaking about the other humans in my house. They're inherently not morning people.
I relate.
They take some hours to wake up and function in a non-growly manner. However,
for like the processing system to boot.
However, Malcolm, he's a Pop-Tart just like me. Like he wakes up, he's up, and we're just like flopping around the house just like, good morning, how are you? So like, I mean, I'm not gonna be here when that happens because I work, but like I can only imagine Pop-Tart Malcolm flopping around with growly Mike, growly John, and growly Rayla, all of them with their furrowed eyebrows as they stare at Malcolm, and Malcolm's just like, I'm so excited to go to school today.
I was just gonna say, he's gonna be just a chatterbox because he is excited about going to school. I can just see it. He's gonna be like, what is wrong with everybody? Best day of my life happening. But I feel like Malcolm wakes up with the intention of having the best day of his life
every day. Every day. Malcolm is all about living life every day. And then like, if he does something, like if something happens that he's not happy with, he'll just be like, this is the worst day ever.
I love him too.
So, I mean, I think that that's going to be an interesting dynamic. But as far as like getting ready for school, like we're still going to go and we're going to buy them, you know, the couple things of clothes that they need, which is like, here's new socks and new underwear. And I mean, I guess we'll try and pull out your ratty t-shirts that you ruined over the summer. It's still really hard for me though, because like my boys rip so many clothes and it's just like, I don't want to buy nice clothes for you just for you to ruin them. Cause we both know you're going to ruin them. And honestly, like the style of clothes nowadays is like everybody looks like they're going to the gym, which drives me insane.
It's true. Especially like, for boys' clothes.
It drives me insane. Everybody wears basketball shorts and t-shirts. And I'm just like, if my kids could wear jeans every day with a t-shirt, the same t-shirt that other kids are wearing with basketball shorts. It's just for whatever reason, everybody wants to wear lounge clothes. And I'm just like, why?
I have to, Joe has been in a mode where like, every shirt that he has worn, I think so far this summer is stained some way or somehow. I'm like, what, when did you become this kid? This is unacceptable.
It's just kind of exhausting. Cause it's just like, Listen, I'm not buying you. You're not, these shirts are not a one wear done.
Right. We're not tossing these out. You're going to have to wear them again.
So now I guess we're just going to go in public and people are going to think that we're like,
we're dirty trash people. Right. Yeah.
Because your inability to keep your clothes clean.
And the way you are dressed and look is a reflection on me.
A full reflection on me. For sure. We are on the same page. It's annoying.
It's super annoying.
So, I mean, we buy new clothes, but they're new for like 5 milliseconds.
I was going to say.
I guess the newest clothes that they get for school are like, they get underwear, socks, that sort of stuff. But like, and then I don't know what it was like when I was younger, but like when we go into the fall, like not at the beginning of the school year, but like as we're moving into the fall, I always buy the boys boots. Rain boots.
Oh, sure.
If their spring rain boots have like deteriorated because they wear them until they die. Mm-hmm. I buy them like rain boots, which is a whole big thing because, again, we don't go to the store. We sit on the couch. I lean over. I'm like, hey,
what do you want on your rain boots?
What do you want on your rain boots? So it's just, I feel like the internet has created like almost that. It's just created like everything. You can get anything you want. So it's not as magical as it was when I was a kid, because it was just like to go, like you wanted to go in like the end of July. If you went by the first week of August,
everything
like,
was gone.
Everything was wiped already. So you had to go like this, but you had to get there late enough where everything was at the store and stocked. Like there was a sweet spot of when you went to school supply shopping. And nowadays it's just like, well, I'll order from Amazon. It's like the Friday before school starts. It's okay. It'll be here.
Fingers crossed. There's no delays in shipping, but yeah, I don't disagree. I have a struggle because I do like to go into a store and look at things, but I also find it very frustrating to walk into the store and the one thing that I wanted, they don't have in stock, or they don't have in the size that you need, or
I go in and I have in my mind what I want and I can't find it.
Right. And my husband, the Enneagram 9, is like, well, here's something over here that's similar to that.
No.
No, thank you. If I wanted that, I would have come here for that.
So my mom took John rain boot shopping. Because like I know this sounds ridiculous, but like rain boots are like a thing in our house. Like they wear them. I think it's because they can just slip them on and off. So they pretty much wear them. They're still wearing them now. And we are in July. It is what it is.
Joe wears his out into the backyard. Like, because my husband insists on him wearing shoes out in the backyard. I'm like, go get your boots. And like he has had arguments with Joe, because Joe is like, hey, I'm going to go get my rain boots. And Dan will be like, no, go get your tennis shoes. I'll put them on. And just like, no, I want to wear my rain boots. I'm like, I get it.
Right.
It's easier for all of us.
It's true. Well, so my mom took John shopping for rain boots. Mm-hmm. And they went to like 3 different stores. And my mom was just like, they didn't have any options for rain boots. And I was like, well, I mean, stores probably aren't keeping very many options because
it's going to be fall soon.
Well, not only that, but people's expectation of what they want, like who goes to 3 different stores to buy something? You just order it
right
offline. So the whole experience of shopping is just completely changed. So now she's like, well, next time we do it, we'll just sit on the couch and shop on my phone. And then we'll go get dinner and then treat the same way we were doing before. It's just, we won't do the shopping store to store. But I think that as far as preparing for school, in our house at least, it's more just going to be adjusting the bedtime. And although my kids, like,
are they pretty routine already?
They've never been good. I shouldn't say never, but they have not been very good, like, they don't go to bed at like 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. Like they are told, go up to your room at 8 o'clock at night. And then until 11 o'clock at night, they have to pee. They have to get something to drink. somebody hit somebody. Malcolm's in John's bed and John pushed him off. Malcolm's jumping off the top bunk onto the floor over and over and over and over. There's a bug. There's a shadow that's scaring them. And I'm just every single night. So it comes down to the point where it's like, if you leave your room one more time. And then Malcolm pees in a container in the room because he's like, you told me I couldn't leave your room. So that backfired.
Oh, man. Oh.
So getting ready for school, I think, is going to be more of an adjustment of routine than it is. Because I just, the shopping and everything that it used to be when I was younger.
It's different, right?
Yeah, it's not the same. Because like I said, you know what's going to happen when I need to buy backpacks? I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to lean over. I'm going to be like, hey, what do you want on your backpack?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do the same thing with Joe when it comes to, because he can be very specific about like color of shoes and all of that stuff. I'm like, ugh. That's a lot of work. You're a boy. I thought I didn't have to do this, but like I'll sit on Amazon and like, all right, here's your slipper choices. What color you want?
Yep.
And then we argue when they come and I didn't want orange. I wanted purple. You said when we were picking it out. So
I do that with Halloween costumes. I didn't want that one. I'm like, I mean, that's when you chose. I didn't choose this. Right. So
this is on you. I'm not taking it back. I mean, nope.
Listen, I ordered it 2 days before we needed it. We don't have time to find a different one.
Right. So and I don't know. I feel like the small guilt though, when we do this and I say, you got to suck it up, because part of me is like, oh, but a good mom would take it back and get him exactly what he
would
needs.
They though?
No, because that's what Dan's like. Dan's like, he's fine. And I'm like, but he really wanted the purples. He's like, and Dan will make the face you're making right now. He'll be like, but did he? Because he picked the orange.
He's going to change his mind 14 more times. Right. You need to make him deal with the consequences right. of his actions, whether they're positive or negative consequences.
Right. So... yeah, I get it. But like you said, going into a store, it can be frustrating. Like if you want or need something specific.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's just, I've tried to think back to like when I was younger and I'm like, did I walk into a store and was I just disappointed and walked out? Or did I look into like.
No, because I feel like you had the one option.
Right.
Like, this is the only store we're going to. My mom is not going to truck me to five different right. stores to find rain boots.
Well, this is what
thanks, Nana. Nana does that for the grandkids.
Right.
But there was no way my mom was going to truck me around to all these stores to find rain boots to end the day with, like, oh, we'll just spend another whole day.
You know why? It's because their grandma is way cooler than what your mom was. My
God. But it's one of those, it's just, it's not going to happen.
No, I agree. Well, plus the place that I come from, boy, there was the mall with all the fancy places that we couldn't afford.
That was in Janesville, though.
No, there was the Beloit Mall.
Oh.
At that time, we were a thriving community at one point. I say we like I still live there. But and then there was Shopko.
Yep.
And I think that was it. I mean, we did a lot of our shopping at Shopko because that's what was affordable mm-hmm. for our family. So, I mean, we couldn't do the Boston store and JCPenney. I mean, if we got to go to JCPenney and pick something out, that was like a super cool treat.
Listen, we got to go to JCPenney Outlet. That's where we did our school shopping.
Yeah.
JCPenney Outlet had the most janky, ridiculous toys. Like, it was just random things. Some of them were broken. Some of them didn't work. It was like, and it was always in like the back warehouse of the store. Like, it was just like the like, dark area.
Like you're going to some dark alley to get something that fell off the truck.
Yeah. But like, JCPenney Outlet had like those huge circular racks,
mm-hmm.
which like, I feel like are not as prominent in the stores nowadays. Like everything is so like nicely displayed. Again, there's less options. So it's right. like, it's if you go into a store and you're like, I want a long sleeve, like crew neck. If you go to two stores, they don't have it. It's like, oh, whatever. I'll just go online and get it.
Right.
So the store doesn't have to have, like, this isn't your only option.
Right.
You can go online. So, like, when we were younger, it's like we went to JCPenney Outlet. This is where we were going to get our school supplies. So you needed, like, I don't remember if it was, like, we got to spend a certain amount of money or if it was, like, we got, you know, a certain amount. But you know what? When I was younger, I also wore a uniform for school. So it was like,
I was going to say, once we started going to private school, I mean, but I still got excited because we got new shirts and
shoes, yep. Knee-highs.
Knee-high stockings.
My plaid jumpers. I would still wear those today, though. Like, I'm not even kidding. I would like,
I didn't mind the plaid. When I first started going to school, we had navy. You had to have a navy skirt. And once you reached a certain age, you had to also have a navy vest on. I mean, like the hard school ACE. I mean, that's what we look like.
Yeah. We're going to post a picture.
If I can find one, I will definitely post it.
And we'll post a picture of the paces of what she's talking, the workbooks that she's talking about.
Yes.
So you guys can see the, like,
why,
why we're laughing.
Why it was so important to organize my folders with the same colors. But yeah, I mean, prepping for school, I do feel is different. And so I was just, when I told you I was thinking about doing this as an episode, it was just, I was like, I don't feel like I have the same type of work that my mom. I mean, because we had to have a specific uniform when we first started going to private school, my mom had to sew my uniforms each year. I mean, she made it look like it was easy, but I imagine because I can be very meticulous.
Can you?
That it would like take me hours upon hours to get my skirt done.
Well, see, and like now, so everybody in my house knows that I sew. So now it's a whole thing where like if something needs to be sewed, Sean will just bring it in here and he'll put it on. He's like, I brought something in your office that I need you to sew. So let me know when it's done.
Get right on that.
Thanks.
Sure. And I do love to sew, but you know what really irritates me? We're gonna wander off on the rabbit trail. Is when things don't line up.
Yeah,
and then I have to take it apart and redo it, and take it apart and redo it. And
I'm not about that life. Not doing that.
Well, if I just say I'm gonna suck it up and do it, then Dan will come along and be like, you know, that's not even right there, right?
You know, it's going to hurt when I throw punch you, right?
So, no, I do think that it's all different. So, but we will take a short break and we'll come back and talk about our recommendations. All right. And we are back. So I have a recommendation. I bought something for Joe a few weeks ago and he will sit and play with this for just hours. I don't know like what an actual name for it is, but it's, when I bought it on Amazon, it just said a wooden geoboard mathematical manipulative matrix.
Wow, which sounds a like a lot, words.
Right? Yeah. And big words too.
Wow.
That all start with M. But basically it's this little wood board and it has pegs nailed in. And it goes 9 across and 9 down. And then it comes with these different sized rubber bands that are all color coded. And then it also comes with cards with patterns on it.
Yeah.
And so they get to make these like little designs and things with it. And I have been so impressed with how he will sit down and do this on his own. So like, I was like, this is great for like his dexterity.
Yeah.
And like, not perception, the P word, like, I don't know. But just like so much just in that, like, he has to count across how many it's going, and he's will sit and do it all by himself. And then there's been a couple of times where he'll come out with some design and I'll look for the card to see where he got it, and he didn't. He just
made it up
in his own little head. And I'm like, you're so smart. But no, I thought at first when I first got it, I was like, this may be something, we'll test it out, but this may be something that we have to put away for a later time or date. But no, he has loved it. Like, he will get it out and sit there and play with it for a good 30-45 minutes. And that's a good time for me to be able to get stuff done. So that's my recommendation for the week. And it's pretty cheap. I mean, I paid $16 for it. So 45 minutes each, 30 to 45 minutes of alone time to get stuff done is well worth it.
Plus, that's magic.
Plus, he's learning it. I feel like he's learning. I don't know, somebody may disagree, but. So that's my recommendation of the week. I hope you all have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
This is Messy Poop.
Messy Buns, you silly.